Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I just wanted to say hello and wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful hello. Tonight we're going to talk about devotion and love and compassion. There's a lot more that we're going to discuss, but first I wanted to discuss what we were discussing last week on the radio, and that was all about meditation and getting in touch with the light. What I've been doing for the last few weeks is being able to touch everybody's heart that wanted to be touched. I've been opening people up to heaven, to themselves, to the earth, and to the center of the earth. And what we're doing is that we're taking the energy from ourselves and from heaven. We're passing it through our body, and we're passing it right to the center of the earth. Now, the center of the earth is total love. Everything about the earth is actually total love. It's a way of being. It's a way of devotion to us, and it's a way of devotion to us, to the planet. Everything is connected, as we have talked about before. And if anybody needs some help, anybody needs any healing tonight, please give me a call. I'm more than happy to heal you. We had 6 phone calls last week, and it was really, really great. We have probably about 13 million people listening, so I think it's really wonderful. We're really growing, and I wanted to thank everybody at BBS for giving me the opportunity to be able to use my energy and to be able to help people around the world. So let's get on with the meditation. As we were talking last week, I was discussing that keeping yourself very centered is extremely important as you're meditating, and to make sure that your mind is very clear. And the way that we do that is through silent meditation. The way to enlightenment is living a good life and being devoted to God and whoever you're with, and to be able to do whatever you can to help people around you and people around that you don't even know about. So the more that we do meditation, the more that we love, the more that we have compassion, the more we open up our aura, the more we open up our inner being and allow ourselves to grow, allow ourselves to infiltrate everything on the planet. Now, about a month ago, I was showing on the radio program that there's no disconnection at any level. And what I was doing is that I was talking to a young lady in California, and we had done meditation, and she opened up quite well and was feeling the energy around her. What I did was I told her to hold her hand out straight, and I took my hand 3,000 miles away, and she could feel the energy in her fingertips as I was touching her fingertips. There's no, as I said before, there's no disconnection. We're all connected. We can do whatever we want to help each other out. Love is abound so much on this planet. Love is so around us. And to be truthful with ourselves, we need to live our truth, we need to be our truth, and we need to honor our truth. And I think it's so important. The next thing that I would suggest doing is taking more of compassion. Learn about yourself. Learn about who you are and keep it very simple. God does not want us to have things that are very, very complex. The complexity of things keeps it very, very, I would say, multidimensional, but not in a good way. What we want to do is look multidimensional at a simple level. The more simple, the more complex it is. The more we'll understand. The idea of meditation is to slow the mind, is to keep the mind clear of any kind of evil thought. Even though we do have thoughts once in a while, even myself, that it's not evil that I think of, but it's just negativity sometimes that we have. And what we need to do is meditate and just allow that to leave us. It comes in a black form. And I'm able to get that out of my body. And what I do is do that through silent meditation and just let it leave. And what I'm doing with everybody else that comes on the program is that we're healing them and trying to do the best we can to allow them to be themselves, totally themselves. I think the important thing is to love who you are. Take it at the simplest point. Take it at a point of knowing who you are. And if you don't know who you are, just be in tune. Be in tune with your heart. Connect with your heart. I had people that were connecting to their hearts, and I was taking them into their hearts 2 weeks ago. And what we were doing was, is that when I took them halfway through their heart, I was able to show them the river of silence, the river of quiet. It almost looks like a river that's just still. And what you do is look at this beautiful, beautiful maze of water, and it's so calm. And what we do is that we go into the center of our heart, allow our minds to be wherever we want to be in that water. You can go in the water, you can bathe in the water, you can do whatever you want. And what you're doing is opening up to God. You're opening up to yourself. The more you open up to yourself, the more you open up to God. And that's what we want to do. That's where we're headed. So enlightenment is just a stone throw away, more or less. So what we need to do is keep ourselves very, very centered. The energy that's coming into the planet is very big. It's extremely powerful. It's very, very lucid. In other words, I see energy and it's in a perfect form. It's pure white light. And also I can feel it and sense it around me. And also, it's just absolutely wonderful to be able to touch that and touch people with that kind of energy. So we need to allow ourselves to be as faithful as we can to ourselves. The more faithful we are, the more devotion, love, and compassion that we have for ourselves, the more devotion, love, and compassion we will have for everybody else on the planet. Mother Earth, and it's so important because there's no disconnection from trees, animals, life itself. The air we breathe is love. Everything that we do, everything that we touch, every person that's around us is total love. We need to believe that more than anything. God has given us the power to get even closer. God has given us the power to get in touch with our primal selves, which most of us don't do anymore. And it's so important to get in touch with that primal level. That's where love is. That's where we find and build our strengths. What we can do is have a lot of fun with that. Now, one way that I've been able to get in touch with nature, I was with a wonderful woman by the name of Cecile Carson, who is a wonderful shaman here in Rochester, New York. And she taught me something that was very, very important with nature. She gave me two stones. I was with a group of people of about 16, and we were learning some shamanic work. I'm far from a shaman, but what I've been doing is doing what she has been telling me to do. And we were on her property, and I was outside sitting on a blanket. And she gave me two little stones. And what I was doing was, if I would hear a robin chirping, I would do the same amount of chirps with the stones. In other words, if I heard four chirps, I would give it four chirps. And the next thing I know, I was getting four chirps back. And then when it happened six chirps, I was getting six chirps back. So whatever the robin was doing, I was doing the same and getting answers back. And within a half hour, hello?
Hi, Steve.
Hi, how you doing?
Not too good.
Okay, what is your name, dear?
Sharon.
Sharon, where are you calling from?
New York.
New York, okay. What can I help you with, honey?
I was wondering if I could get a healing with my lungs and sinuses.
Absolutely, honey. What seems to be going on? Talk to me about it.
I think it's maybe a cold, a real bad cold that I have that's affecting my lungs and my sinuses.
Okay, I think Rochester's been hit really bad with intestinal flu and lungs, so I presume that you've got it down there too. What we're going to do right now, you should be able to feel the energy going through your heart right now. Can you feel that?
Yes, I do.
Good, honey. You should be able to feel the energy going into your lungs. Can you feel the spiral feeling of the energy going through your lungs, through your feet, through your hands, through your head?
Yes.
Good, honey. I just want you to stay completely focused with me. Wonderful. Would you do me a big favor?
Yes.
Would you breathe in the breath of God with me? I think you've heard this from me before.
Sure.
But what we're going to do is that you're going to get it directly from me. What we need to do is say, I breathe in the breath of God. That's it. Good. Terrific. You should be able to feel yourself coming down and becoming centered and grounded. Can you feel that?
Yes, I do.
Yes, good, honey. Okay, now you've got a lot coming out of your lungs. There's hands above me and there's hands over your head right now. As a matter of fact, the hands are touching your shoulders. Can you feel that?
Not really, but...
Well, what you're feeling, let me put it this way. What you're feeling is a lot of energy going into your body. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can
okay,
definitely
that's
feel
what
that.
The hands are doing. The hands are from heaven. They're actually going into your lungs. Wonderful. Good. How does it feel to you?
A lot better.
A lot better. Good. Take in a breath and see how you're doing.
Much better.
Okay, good. Do me a favor. Do you remember when I was taking people into a beautiful stance where we were connecting right to heaven?
Vaguely.
Okay. What I would like you to do is stand up with me.
Okay.
And what we're going to do is just lean you a little forward.
Okay.
And then take you back. Yes, right there. Can you feel the energy going through you?
Yes, I do.
Good, honey. Just stand there and enjoy the presence of the Almighty. Let that energy flow through you. How does it feel to you?
Great.
Wonderful. Well, believe it or not, you're starting to lift. Have you been sad for a little while?
No, just this cold is really not...
It's sort of just dragging you down?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm feeling. Good, good. How does that energy feel now going through you?
A lot better.
Okay. This is called standing in the light. So what you're doing is taking the energy from heaven and passing it through your body, and it's going through the center of the earth and back up again. So what you're doing is creating healing not only for yourself, but you're creating healing for everything on the earth.
Excellent.
How does that feel to be able to do that?
It feels great.
Good. Does it make you feel happy?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
is
there anything else that I can help you with? Pardon me?
I said, as I can be with my headache and everything, you know.
Okay, you have headaches?
Well, yeah, I connected with this. With the sinuses and the lungs.
Okay. Now let's see what we can do about getting rid of the headache for you. What I need you to do is just breathe in all the way to the back of your head. You should be able to feel the air going through your nostrils all the way to the back of your head. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Okay. I breathe in the breath of God. You should be able to feel that going right down your back.
I do.
Good. Stand there and enjoy it. You're doing absolutely great. Okay, you can sit down now if you're not, you're in the energy, you're in the flow, so I think it's really important. You could do that 5-6 times a day.
Okay.
And what you'll be doing is really bringing the energy in from heaven. And it'll create a tremendous amount of healing for you.
Oh, that's what I need.
Yeah, we all need it, don't we?
Yes, we do.
May I ask where you are is it New York you're calling from?
Well, it's in the Adirondack area.
Oh, the Adirondack. Okay.
Yes.
Cool. How is it down there? Is it pretty?
It's very pretty, but boy, are we loaded with snow.
Yeah, we have some snow here in Rochester. We don't get it as bad as you do, but we do get it bad.
It's where we don't know where to put it anymore.
Yeah. I've got, I have a condominium, so I know that the snow is really, really crazy. Yeah. But that's wonderful. I'm so glad that you feel better.
Thank you.
Can you feel the energy flow still going through your body?
I do.
Wonderful, honey.
And I do
Good.
Feel better. Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. God bless you. Call me anytime.
Thank you, Steve. Bye-bye.
You're quite welcome. Bye-bye. Anyhow, getting back to our... That was a nice phone call. What a sweet lady she is. She lives in the Adirondacks, and that really... They get a lot... We get 186 inches of snow here, whether we need it or not, in Rochester. We haven't got it in the last couple of years, but it's not over. It sometimes snows in April and May here, so we're still waiting for the weather to change, but it'll take a little while. What we need to do is focus on standing in the light a little bit more this evening and know that you're bringing that energy in from heaven. The more we can do that, the higher the frequency we can bring to the planet. And I think it's so important to be able to share that with everybody and to give everybody enough love to be able to heal themselves at any level. And, you know, we all need that. So any time I can help somebody, please don't hesitate and call. We're here, and we want to help you as much as we can. And I love you guys so much, and I want to share with you, and I want to be able to let you share this kind of energy with everybody on the planet. It's not only me, it's everything that I'm doing. What I'm finding out, I've been going to synagogue in Link to fill in for the last 15 or 18 years, and those are boxes that I wear that Moses wore 3,500 years ago. And what I've been doing is opening up my energy, and the stuff that I'm seeing, like the shards of energy going down to the center of the earth, I'm finding out that that's fire, water, air, and everything else, all the minerals, everything else is going down to the center of the earth. And as we're breathing that in and putting that down to the center of the earth, it's dissolving and coming back up through the earth and be able to help us out as much as we can. There's so much love that the planet wants to give us and so much love that we have to give the planet. It's so important that we share this love between ourselves, the planet, nature. You know, it's so important to do that and to allow ourselves to understand that God is one and we are part of God. We have his abilities. We have his strengths. We have everything that he has that he's given us to operate with. We don't understand God, but the best thing to do is just flow with what we have that he's giving us. So on that note, if everybody would stand up, I'd just like to do standing in the light with everybody, if you don't mind. If you find the perfect access, just lean back and you'll be able to feel that energy flow right through your body. That's it. And just stand there. And allow that energy to flow through to Mother Earth. Allow it to flow through your cells. Allow it to be clear and clean. That's it. Just allow that energy to flow through you. It's so wonderful to share that with you. Oh, that's great. That's great. It's really, really good. So that's wonderful. That's really great. You're doing wonderful. That's really fabulous. That's really, really good. That's wonderful. Try to understand who you are a little bit more by standing in the light. By standing in the light, you're allowing yourself to understand who you are and what you're all about. So it's very, very important to be able to do that and to stand and to do whatever you need to do to help yourselves. So that's what we need to do by standing in the light. How does that feel to you, everybody? It should really, really feel pretty wonderful. That's great. Doesn't that feel wonderful? Be able to share that love and that light. That's so good. Thank you so much. It's just wonderful. You can sit or you can stand and enjoy this energy that we're able to flow through each other. And just take that energy and run with it. You can do that all day long if you want to. There are ways of opening up meridians in your body, but that's really advanced stuff. And I think in about maybe 6 months, I'll be able to show people how to turn their heads and open up the meridians in their body within about 30 seconds. So there's different ways of doing everything, and to be able to share and to be able to love and to be able to give what we need to everything. So it's really important to be able to share that with you and give you a lot of love and understanding. If anybody is out there that needs some healing, please don't hesitate, and I'm more than happy to help you. And try to understand that I'm here. This is me. This is my devotion. This is what I do. I do massage, and I do energy work. And I'm very devoted to God. I'm very devoted to what I need to do to help the planet. And I'm very devoted in helping you guys as much as I possibly can. That's my life. That's what I do the best. So I'm here to help you as much as I possibly can. As long as I'm in this body, as long as I'm devoted to God, I'm going to help you guys as much as I possibly can until I am no more. So please, I want to help you as much as I possibly can. This is me, and all I can do is give and let you know that I really care. And that's what my life is all about, is caring. What we need to do also with meditation is to understand that we need to do it once or twice a day. And if it's easy for me to do, it should be a lot easier for you guys to do. Anything I can do, you guys can do a lot better. This is my wonderfulness thing to share with you, that I'm very devoted to my growth, and I'm very devoted to God, as I've said before. But the most important thing is I'm devoted to helping the planet to make it a better place. So that when the Mashiach comes, that we're ready for him, and he will bless all of us for allowing that to happen. But I think the most important thing also is to understand who we are, and we do have the spark of God. We are the living Ark of the Covenant, and it's so important to realize that we are loved. We are loved by the angels. We're loved by God, and we need to share that with everybody. We need to share it with people that don't have anything. I think it's so important. I mean, I've driven down the street and stopped a car and got out and give somebody money that was poor. I mean, it's just things that we need to do to show that there is love and show that there are ways of doing things. So if you can, you know, I don't give to the large society things. I give it to the people right in front of them. This is what I like to do, and it's so important to be able to share that. So that's what I do. And also, I'm going to start going back into the homes, the old homes where the people are, and sometimes they don't have any visitors, and it's so wonderful to go in there and share with them and let them know that you care. For some odd reason, it feels really good for me to do that, and It's really a good thing to do. So we need to be able to share. We need to be able to do things that don't even cost us anything, don't cost us any time, other than it's just pure love to let these old people know. Either it could be our grandparents, could be our great-grandparents, whatever the case may be, to be able to share that and give that kind of love to somebody and let them know that we care. It's so important. So those are the things that I'd like to do. Now, getting back to devotion and love, we need to be devoted to ourselves. We need to be devoted. Once we are devoted to ourselves, we open up to other devotions, such as people around us, such as the earth. It's so important to be able to be devoted to yourself, to be able to love yourself, because when you love yourself, you can love others, and it's so important. It's real important also to keep yourself centered and to be grounded. And that it's very simple to teach by standing in the light. That'll help you ground. It'll help you stay centered. Breathing in the breath of God will keep you centered and keep you in touch with what you need to do. So it's really important that those things be done for yourselves. This stuff is free. I'm not charging anything for it. The only way I charge is if somebody calls me at home. But other than that, all this is free. Everything that I'm showing you telling you about is free. There's no cost to it. The only cost there is that you'll grow richer in life. You'll grow richer in the way that you want to live. And I think it's so important to be able to get in touch with God, and you get in touch with Him at a closer level. That means so much to me, and it'll mean so much to you too. The more we give, the better off we are, and the earth loves it. I remember the first time I saw the eyes of trees, and they were looking right at me, and the soul of the tree was between 4 and 6 feet high inside the tree, and it looked just like us. Same thing. They look just like people. It's just that it's a tree. And when we hug the tree, they hug us. And it's so wonderful to be able to share that kind of energy. I remember seeing the eyes of grass, the eyes of the flowers. I mean, they all look. They see the same things we do. And so it's so wonderful to know that we can actually see these things and suggest in our own minds how much powerful we are for being able to do that. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've been able to see that and realize that everything is alive around us. Everything is compassionate. Everything is filled with love. And that's what we need to do. We need to be filled with more love and compassion for each other. It's so important. Forgive me for repeating this, but I can't stress it enough. There's a lot to be done through meditation. There's a lot to be done just by seeking the truth within ourselves. And the way we do that is that we're able to touch ourselves even through breathing, the breath, the prana. People have been talking about this for thousands and thousands of years, of how to breathe into the body. And I found that breathing into the body is so powerful, especially when you go right to the main source and you say, I breathe in the breath of God. And you take that breath and you go anywhere in your body that you want and create healing. The woman that just called, I didn't get her name, but she was feeling the air going to the back of the head and just stopping that headache instantaneously. So there's so much that can be done, and there's so much that I would like to tell you. There might be people out there with tremendous more knowledge than I am. There usually is, but I do have enough to show and enough to share and enough to let you know that I really care and that I want everybody to be so much better with love and light. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing in a nutshell. So what we're going to do right now is that everybody that's listening, we can go through a meditative form here if you want. What we're going to do is just relax our minds and just let everything go and just relax. I'm sending out a lot of energy to have everybody just relax and sit still and just be quiet. Let your mind be quiet. That's it. The wonderful thing about this is getting in touch with nothingness and allowing to let your mind just soar where it needs to go and be centered all at the same time. I think it's really wonderful that we can do this together. You should be able to feel yourself becoming a lot more tranquil now. Allow yourself to just rest. Allow your mind just totally to relax. Allow your body to relax. Just feel the prana, the breath that you're breathing in. And know that it's a gift from God. Without Him, we have no breath. Just breathe that in. That's it. That's it. Just allow it. That's it. You should be feeling totally tranquil right now. Good. Good. Now what I would like to do is, being this tranquil and being this open to heaven, what I would like to do is everybody that has a friend that is ill or not feeling well, if you're not feeling well, just mention the name. I have a very dear friend of mine. Her name is Linda. And I'm going to send her a lot of love and light. If you have anybody you know that you would like to send some love and light to, that's it. I feel the energy going. Oh, how beautiful it is to see all this love and light just leaving your body and going to who it needs to go to. It's so beautiful to see. I can't tell you how gorgeous it is. That's so wonderful. That's wonderful. Good. Okay, that's about 5 minutes worth. I wish I could do a lot more, but we do have only an hour program here. So I'm going to bring you out of the meditative state that you're in and quietly just bring a lot of love into your own heart. That's it. That's so wonderful. That's so wonderful to see all this energy just... You should be able to feel a lot of light around you, a lot of light in you. That's so wonderful to feel. Anybody out there that has... done this meditation several times with me, why don't you give me a call in and tell me how it feels to you. It should be a lot of fun since we have so many people listening and this energy is going around the world. So if we can heal around the world, then that's what we can do with ourselves. So I'll give you another couple seconds here to clear out. That's it. Now you guys should feel a lot more centered and a lot more balanced. Feels really good. Wonderful. Great. That feels much, much better. I bet you that feels a lot more relaxed and a lot more centered and a lot more grounded. Good. That feels great. That's wonderful. Okay, let's get back into thinking a little bit more. I hate to bring you out of this so fast, but if somebody please give us a call and let us know how that feels. I'm pretty well sure it must feel pretty wonderful. What we're going to discuss is we're going to discuss also about loving who you are, as long as we're in this state. I think what we need to do is to bring love to ourselves, and how we do that is to open up to our hearts. So what I'm going to do is that we can open up our hearts, not through meditation, but just open up your heart and allow that to flow. That's it. Good. That feels so good. you should be becoming more calm. If it feels like a glass of water, that's exactly the way it should feel. If it feels like a sheet of water, that's what you're looking at. You're looking at your heart opening up. That's really great. That's wonderful. When you're doing the work of opening up the heart, and you are in your heart, or halfway or a quarter way into your heart, what you need to do is just be silent. The heart will speak to you. The heart is God. The spirit, the soul is in the heart. So what you want to do is just be quiet. Listen to the heart. It might talk to you right away. It might be an hour from now. It could be when you're sleeping tonight. But your heart will sing to you and speak to you. Get yourself a wonderful song. My favorite is Neil Diamond's Love Light. So, you know, let your love light part. Hello?
Hello, Steve.
Yes.
How are you today? This is.
Hi, I'm doing well. May I ask who this is? Hello?
Hi, Steve.
Yes.
Yeah, this is John in California. I was listening to your show and your meditation there.
Oh, thank you. How did you enjoy that?
I loved the meditation. What I was going to tell you when I was doing the meditation along with you and sending that healing out, just all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, these just tears started flowing in my eyes.
Oh, great. 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 What we're doing is making a connection to as many people as we possibly can to send love and light around the world. It needs such... It's not that the world needs healing. We need healing. So what we're doing is sending a lot of love through heaven, through you, and through the planet. And I think it's so wonderful that you're calling me and letting me know how that feels. Did it transfer you a little bit? Do you feel much better?
I feel wonderful.
Oh, that's great.
Both Michaela and I are doing the meditation and...
Who is this again?
This is John and Michaela here in California.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm so glad to hear from you guys.
Yes.
I'm so glad to hear. How's Michaela doing?
She's doing wonderful.
That's wonderful.
I'll be seeing you, I guess, in the next week or so, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to see you. We're all going to be down at Dr. Fred Bell's show in New York City at the New Yorker. We're going to be doing an expo down there. And these are two of my closest friends on the planet, and they're so sweet. Last year I couldn't find a place to stay, and they put me up in the room, and that was so nice of them to do that. And we became really close friends. But I'm so glad you had such a wonderful meditation.
Oh, it's awesome.
Oh, that's great. I'm so glad
awesome.
To hear that. We're going to be down there. We're going to be doing a show with Dr. Fred Bell. He's going to be talking about his nuclear receptors and the projectors and the necklaces that I wear, and a lot of other people wear them too. I know John has and Michaela has, and matter of fact, I'm thinking about buying one for a friend of mine that's sitting here now, so I think it would help her out a lot. And so I think it's really good. It's really wonderful that that we can do a lot of good things. Well, you sound good.
Yeah, we definitely need you know, all the help we can get.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you're aware of what's been going on. I'm over here, not too far from Dr. Fred. We're over in Laguna Niguel. And
wait a minute, hold on. Hold on a second. Yeah, go ahead, tell me.
For the last week, especially yesterday. We've been getting hit really hard here with chemtrails.
Oh, really?
They just annihilated the area yesterday. Just blanketed and gridded this whole area yesterday. But
I think what we need to do. Let me shut my heater off. I can't hear. My heater's running in the house. It's a little cooler here than it is in California. I think people should know what chemtrails are. Chemtrails are trails that the jets put out over over the cities, and sometimes they have flu medications that they use, and sometimes they have all kinds of different kinds of things that they use, and it's pretty bad. But you guys are getting hit with it real bad?
Oh, extremely. I haven't seen it this bad in a while.
Really?
A few weeks ago, we got hit real hard, and yesterday I went out with my camera, and I took a lot of photos, and I found it very interesting because I have a pretty nice camera, a nice lens and stuff on there, and all the planes that I was able to at least capture and stuff, it's true they don't have any markings on them.
Right.
Just plain white vanilla wrapper. Mm-hmm. They gridded the area, and I guess they're finding very high levels of barium and high levels of aluminum in the concentrations.
Really?
In these chemicals. I don't know what else they're finding, but I know they're finding these high levels of barium, and they're showing that long-term exposure to that breaks down, you know, one's immune system. And
it's
probably one of the reasons I've been feeling very tired lately.
Yeah, we've been getting hit with it here. A lot of people have been feeling tired, too. I have some clients that come in that are really tired, and I've talked to a lot of people that are really, you know, they're totally exhausted. And we've had the flu here has hit us terribly here this year. We're having intestinal flu and lung flu, and it's just it's hitting us terribly. Yeah. It's probably all chemtrails.
I don't know. I know it is here, so, you know, I know, you know, the healing and stuff that you're doing is doing wonderful things. You know, like you were saying, everything is connected, and
and
we all need that.
Right.
I just want to call and say hello and let you know we really appreciate what you're doing, Steve. And
well, thank you so much. It's so kind of you to say that. I think it's wonderful. You guys are doing such wonderful things with Fred. You know, you guys are really doing some great stuff, and he's a pretty good guy. So I'm glad that you called me, and thank you so much. Is Michaela there?
Actually, she is. I think she's actually in the other room listening on the
great
internet.
Great. Well, tell her I send my love, and how's your son doing? He's doing well?
He's doing wonderful. And
I got his picture up on the wall, you know, so.
Yeah, actually, Dr. Fred's, you know, Fred's Devastar that we hung up in his room is really...
That's great.
Really done the number and made a big difference in his life.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So he's doing so much better.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Anyway, Steve,
we'll
be speaking to you soon. And
yes, I'll be in New York on the 28th, 29th. I'm leaving on the 30th because I gotta take a train back. So, I'll certainly be there a couple of days, and we'll really do some good stuff down there.
All righty. All the best.
I love you guys very much.
Go join the rest of your broadcast.
Thank you so much. Take care of yourself.
All right. Love and light, my friend.
You too, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Sorry, we're going to be down at the Expo on March 28th, 29th, and 30th. And what we're going to be doing is hopefully selling a lot of the product that would help people reach attainment of whatever they want to do. And it's really, really a beautiful piece of equipment to use. And so it's really nice to be able to work with Fred, because it's one of the few items I've actually worked with that I know that actually really works, and it's really wonderful to use. The other thing is that I don't know if we talk about Andromeda or not, but he has the Andromedan projectors that I have in my massage room, and I've been able to do a lot of good things with that. I had a client and a good friend of mine who's a race car driver, and he was in my room about 2 weeks ago, and the whole western wall disappeared with the projectors in the room, and this beautiful blue-white light, yellow light, came right through the room. Actually, it was yellow-white. And came right through the room. It looked like a tube, looked like one of the, like a large tube of light. And it came right through the empty wall. The wall wasn't even there. And it went right through him and came into his heart. And he was ecstatic by the time the energy was built up in his body, and we were both just in awe of the energy that was coming into the room. This new energy that we're receiving is going to be opening up a lot of us, and to be able to attain what we want to do in this lifetime. I think it's really important to understand that this energy that's coming in is so powerful. Either we accept it or we're going to be rejected from it. So it's very important to accept this light. Go through it. It's just wonderful to do. It's very, very powerful. It's all universal love. It'll help you tremendously in your growth. And that's where the nuclear receptor comes from. And what we can do is really, really do a lot of good things. So what we want to do is have good feelings towards everybody, and to really be able to do this kind of wonderful work that we need to do. I think it's really fabulous. I have a pyramid that I use in my bedroom that I sleep under, that I got from Fred last year. As a matter of fact, we became very close, Fred and I, so we're doing a lot of good things together, and we're doing a lot of healing together. So there's a lot of things that we're doing that we're trying to better the earth. He's an amazing man. He has such gifts. I mean, he's just an amazing fella, and I'm glad that I can call him my friend and to be able to do work with him. The other friend that I have lives in Sedona, and she's really great. Her name is Dr. Valerie Olmsted, and she has a tremendous gifts and tremendous knowledge, and she's so gifted. Anybody in Sedona, please go see her. She's just absolutely magnificent. We were here, she was actually staying at my house in Rochester, New York, and Madeline and you know, so we did a lot of traveling around. And one place I took her to, Valerie, was the Sacred Groves. John Smith had written his Bible at the Sacred Groves, and we could see how he could do that because the energy was so powerful. And one thing that happened to us is Valerie sat down, and Madeline and I walked about 100 yards more. And she was visited by two men, two young guys. I guess they were both about 6 feet tall, dressed in black, very neatly dressed. And she was talking to them for almost a half hour. And I'll tell you what happened. It felt like 5 minutes to Madeline and I. They came up the trail and actually disappeared right in front of us, and we knew that they were angels. We were in a mist. They didn't want to come into the mist for some odd reason, but they actually disappeared right in front of us. So it was an amazing thing. And then Madeline, we walked back to Valerie, and unbeknownst to us, we actually lost a half hour time. We only thought it was maybe 5 or 10 minutes, and so it was a tremendous amount of energy in that area that John Smith, it's called the Sacred Groves. It's something that people should really visit. It's extremely, extremely powerful. I've never been into an area other than when I was near the Ark of the Covenant. That's the only other area that was extremely powerful, but we'll go into that some other day. But anyhow, the idea of the Sacred Groves is that there are beautiful places on the planet. And Rochester is a real hot spot, believe it or not. We've had the Tibetan monks here, and that's been really great, and that's a lot of fun for us. And they were actually doing I forget the name of it, but they were making this big, beautiful design, and they took it to the mouth of the river. That's here, the Genesee River, and actually just poured it right in. And they were in this area for quite some time, I think for about 3 or 4 or 5 months, if I remember correctly. And Mandela, that's the name of it, the Mandela. And they poured it into the river, And it was just wonderful to see how much impermanence there is. You know, as beautiful as it was, is that it just disappeared. It just was no more. So it's a sign of humility. It's a sign of growth. It's a sign of compassion and love and devotion to God and devotion to self. So we're all in this together. There's so many things that we can talk about and so much love that's given. And so we really need to know that and know that we're very much loved. And any time that I could sit down and do meditation with you guys, I'm more than happy to do that with you. And that's my goal, is to help everybody that I possibly can that wants to be helped. And if that's possible to do, I'm going to do it. The other thing I would like to talk about before we end the program is that what we can do, if there's things that we need to fix on the planet, please let's fix them. If you see paper or anything of that nature, I guess one of my pet peeves is watching people throw cigarette butts out the window of their cars. It's like, would you do that in your own home? Would you throw cigarette butts out? And, you know, it's God's carpet. It's our carpet. It belongs to us. And how dare people throw their cigarette butts outside their windows or empty their ashtrays or whatever the case may be. Please, you know, take your cigarette butts and empty them somewhere else. Put it in a trash can. Put it whatever you need to do. But please help us out. This is the only planet we have. We need to keep it clean. We need to keep it fertile as we possibly can. But this has been a wonderful conversation with you guys tonight. Anyhow, what we need to do is also try to realize that we have the ability to help each other, and it's very important to be able to do that and to be able to give to ourselves and to be able to heal everybody that we possibly can. So it's so easy to do and so lovely to do, and that's what we really, really need to do. And so that's what I got to say, and it's just really great that we can work together and do whatever we can to help each other, and it's so wonderful. So it's really, really great. I really enjoy your company, and I really enjoy being with you guys. If you can, whatever Bible you study, you know, just pick it up and read it. Get in touch with that again. Get in touch with who you are. If that's a direction you need to go in, please, by all means, go in that direction. Be who you are, either Christian, Jewish, whatever, Muslim. Be in touch with everything that you are, because that's who you are. That's the love that God gave you. And God loves variety. So be in touch with that. Be in touch with who you are. Be in touch with everything that surrounds you. If you're Tibetan or if you're whatever the case may be, please just be in touch with love. Be in touch with what is important to you. It's so important to understand that there's so many varieties of people on the planet, and that we need to be able to trust in that, and trust in our own judgment, and trust in love. And that's what's important, to be able to help everybody. So it's really important to do. Also, if we can, try to remember, be kind to everybody. Be kind to who you are. And most of all, be kind to everybody that you're around. You want to be treated the same way that they would like to be treated. And it's very important, whatever you don't like, don't do to anybody else. That's the golden rule that I live by. And I think it's really important that there's so much to do and so much to give. Just stay with it. Just stay with whatever you're doing that works for you. Take it a step further. Take the envelope. You know, just push yourself a little bit further every day. You know, it only takes a step forward. You know, we talk about taking steps forward and one step back, and sometimes it's like that. But when you are in energy, and when you are in God's path, and when you are living your path and living your truth, you don't go backwards. There's no going backwards. Everything is forwards. So I think it's very important for you guys to know that. once you make that connection to heaven, you're connected. There's nothing you can do, but you're going to grow with it. And that's so important to do, and that's so important to be with. And so I'm so glad to be able to talk to you, and keep everything simple. Try to live a simple life. The more complex we make things, the more away we get from the truth of who we are. The truth is very simple. I'll give you the saying again. I've talked about this saying a lot, but one of these days I've got over 400 sayings, but this is a very big one. The truth to me is very profound. It is a balance, a flower, a key to my soul of never-ending love to myself. I'll repeat that again slowly. The truth to me is very profound. It is a balance, a flower, a key to my soul of never-ending love to myself. And I think it's so important that we live our truth, that we honor our truth, that we be our truth. It's really, really important to do. Try to live your life the best way that you possibly can and give as much as you can, whatever that is, whether it's financial or whether it's spiritual, but give and try to understand that there's a lot of people that will accept a lot of love and understanding. And if you can't do that, just put love in the earth. Put love around who you are. Build the strengths that you have. It's so important. It's almost time for me to say goodnight. It's 6:56. I've got one more minute. I want to thank everybody for helping and everybody listening tonight. I want to especially thank Dr. Fred Bell, and I want to thank Dr. Valerie Olmsted and Madeline, and I want to thank everybody, Michaela and John and Michaela and Mikkel and Jason and his mom, and you guys have just been absolutely wonderful to me, and I have a new friend here, and I owe her a lot. She's just fantastic. So thank you so much, and God bless you, and I hope that everything goes well with you. Bye-bye now.